This $2 billion funding boost for climate action comes as the Morrison government's all-out attack over another totemic issue, asylum seekers, appears to have failed to lift the coalition standing in the news poll I was just discussing there with Mark Butler. Michelle Grattan joins us in our Parliament House studios now. Michelle, hello again.
Hi, Fran.
Michelle, this time last week, the Ipsos poll in the Fairfax Nine newspapers showed that the contest was tightening. Labor's primary vote had collapsed and the coalition was within striking distance. Today's news poll has things unchanged. Labor ahead of the coalition, 53-47. Can we conclude from these numbers that the government's campaign on boats and border protection hasn't hit home with the electorate? Or do you think voters might be marking down the government for other reasons, like the Hello World scandal that blew up last week?
We are going to lurch from poll to poll, as Mark Butler was saying, between now and the election. So there is always a danger of reading too much into a particular poll. Having said that, Labor will be very, very relieved at this poll because some in Labor were quite unnerved by that Ipsos one a week ago. I think it does suggest, and we can only say suggest, that the scare campaign over boats doesn't have the potency that it had in previous times, but Labor would be unwise to be complacent. For example, I think if some boats appeared, then opinion would change, that people would focus on the issue more. And it is a vulnerable area for Labor, but certainly this poll suggests that Labor is not as vulnerable as the coalition might hope.
Okay, this $2 billion for the Emissions Reduction Fund announced by the Prime Minister today, this is Tony Abbott's direct action fund and it's really being topped up. And this was a demand by the moderates after the Liberal vote collapsed at the Victorian state election last year. Is this going to be enough to blunt Labor's campaigning when it comes to climate change, Michelle? Or do you think it gives the coalition's MPs who are out in their electorates now for the next 5 weeks, a very big number to start spruiking in the run-up to the election?
It's a big number in one way, but it is in another way just an extension of this fund, which has very little money in it at the moment, the rest having been spent. I think that the moderate Liberals in particular, who are tuned into the climate change issue, will be relieved that something's been done. But I think that many voters who regard climate change as a vote changer for them, a central issue for them, won't be convinced. And the government still remains short of an overall energy stroke climate policy that is really credible. And it'll be interesting to see the reaction, for example, of business to this announcement, because business has been very anxious to get a more credible macro policy in the energy climate area.
Well, I don't think this is a macro policy for business. It doesn't really affect major industries for a start. But I also think unless the government has something in this other pot of money that's still to come that has the word renewables in it, that's going to be a big hole in their policy, isn't it?
Well, it will. And you would wonder that the government would go down that path because it's been so critical of Labor on renewables. But I do think the industry aspect is important because industry business is looking for an overall policy.
Yes.
Now, this is just part of a policy and not really filling much more than a temporary hole, as it were.
Yeah. Michelle, there was some Liberal Party pre-selections settled on the weekend in Western Australia. A former army officer called Vince Connolly defeated four women to end up as the candidate for Stirling for the Liberal Party. And in Victoria, paediatrician Katie Allen was pre-selected to replace Kelly O'Dwyer in Higgins. That would be a relief, I think, for the Prime Minister and others, have a woman pre-selected in that seat.
Yes, it would be. And certainly all the signals sent out were that there should be a woman chosen there. Of course, the attention now will be on Julie Bishop's seat and the pressure for a woman there. I think one of the things thrown up by this, Fran, is that because the Liberals have this problem of so few women parliamentarians and candidates, it means that every single pre-selection comes down in large part to this question of whether there should be a woman. And that is really a distorting factor and unfair, often one would think, potentially to the people involved, the individuals involved. So until the Liberal Party can really address the systemic problem, I think that it won't have a hope. It can't do on this issue. It can't just do it contest by contest, as it were.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation.